Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
Cause there's something down there.
Swampy! Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. Hello. I'm poorly, Swampy. I'm not very well.
Oh, what's wrong, Ben? What's wrong?
I've got a cold. I've got a half-term flu. Oh, I'm not well.
Hold on. You got half. Oh, I see. So what you're saying to me, Ben, is you've got that thing that's known to stay-at-home fathers that when it comes to during the week, they're going to school, you can deal with it. Soon as you get to a situation where you've got an entire week to fill with the children, you're ill, and your stay-at-home beautiful wife, because she's on maternity, currently has to look after all the children, you can stay in bed.
I'm not in bed. How dare you? I'm in my studio in bunny ears. Not wearing bunny ears, I mean in quotation marks, studio. But welcome, everyone, to another edition of Rebel Radio. Swampy, first question, where are you?
Well, I'm not in your studio and I haven't got bunny ears on. I'm not. Ben, I'm in the one, the only, the wonderful, the fantastic, the amazing, wonderful Ukul. Ukul is the place I live in, the Avenue Brugman.
We don't need your address. We don't need your address.
Hold on. I think we do because I'd like to get some written correspondence. I mean,
how old are you? It's not like the olden days. You can't. What's the point? Anyway,
I would love someone to write a letter to me. That would be wonderful. Because those days, I mean, my partner, she has regular correspondence in letter form. I mean, you can't read it because it's a doctor that sends her the information. But it's still nice to open a letter. Whatever happened to, you know, the letter knife? You slice your letter open with your knife. Oh, and you have it at the side next to some pens and fountain pens and all that kind of stuff. The art of it has just disappeared completely. And you know what? If I prepare for the show ever, because I write so little nowadays and I use the old interweb, you forget how to write.
You are dyslexic as well, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't read anything I've written myself today at all. But, correspondence. I might even give my address out a little later on the show. And if anybody wants to send me a letter or a postcard from where they are, or generally what they think of me, feel free to do so. And I'll give that out at the end of the show.
Okie dokie. Right, then. So it's a busy weekend to come, not just for FC Radio, but also for FC United. FC United taking on Brackley Town this weekend.
What a stupid statement.
What's stupid?
Not only is it a busy weekend for FC Live and the radio, it's a big weekend for the football team.
That's right.
We've got a commentary
doubleheader this weekend. First team, women's team, and we've got a game on Tuesday. It's a busy weekend.
Yes, I know, Ben, but the fact is that without the football, there would be no radio. So, I mean, it's obviously going to be a busy weekend, a few days for the radio because of football, so one doesn't go without the other. So, you know, just think about
we'll,
it, Ben.
We'll
think
live.
About it.
We'd live. Okay. We'd carry on.
To it all, she's a waterfall.
Neil Reynolds is first game in charge on Saturday against Brackley Town. But last weekend, well, that was a surprise, wasn't it? Against Kidderminster, or was it?
Ooh. Well, you heard my thoughts last Friday, and those that were lucky enough to listen to those thoughts on Friday, and equally before the game, would have noticed I said that those players would be going out playing for their positions, playing for their perhaps contracts, Nothing to lose. Go out there, play with freedom. I said to you as well that Chaddy had already set up the team on the Thursday, so the instructions were given. A pressing high game. I spoke to Dave Chadwick or David Chadwick or Chaddy, whatever you want to call him, on numerous occasions, and he wants to play a high pressing game. I've been an advocate talking to him, saying playing a 3-4-3, and he was sort of like trying to play that kind of system, but a high pressing game, yeah. Absolutely tremendous results against Kidderminster. And equally, I've got to say, not only did the players perform on the afternoon, I know there was a lot of young players, I think 10 out of the entire squad, under 21 years of age. Bannister, who came from Widnes, so it's a big step up for him this season. But again, we've seen the quality that he possesses, taking the game. And that's what happens sometimes when you've got a young team there with no shackles. Just go out and play your game. That would be my last thing as a football manager or as an assistant manager used to be to say to my players, look, just go out and enjoy yourselves. Go out and play the way that you want to play. We've given you an instruction. Go out there and play. Show everybody what you're capable of doing. But first and foremost, go out and enjoy yourselves, because there's no point going out there and not enjoying the game. But equally, I thought the support, I mean, I was listening to on the radio, absolutely tremendous support. Considering there was only just under 200 there, it sounded like there was a few thousand there, and it was non-stop on the radio. And I know, you know, the boom mic for picking up Atmos, ordinarily, if the correspondent from Radio Shropshire is anywhere near you, he soaks or she soaks most of that up. But I've got to say, the support was absolutely outstanding and a great, great result. Could have been more. They had the chances as well. But I think the endeavour, the quality, the pace, the panache, the tenacity, yes, of that young team, Ben, certainly came to the fore. It's a big, big game tomorrow. People all of a sudden are expecting because of that one great result. But what an important weekend of football with the other fixtures around us. It is absolutely pivotal this weekend, Ben.
Absolutely. And just a couple of points. Lloyd Allenson back in goal, and he did some cracking saves towards the end of that game.
Yes, two tremendous saves that kept FC in it. And again, he's a big presence. He's a very good goalkeeper. He's got a lot to give back to the football club now. He's been out for a long, long time. And obviously, it was an injury sustained outside of the game. So, you know, he comes back, brings in some stability, a little bit of experience, even though he's only 24. And hopefully he can repay the club with some great performances. And he started off, you know, with a tremendous performance on Saturday.
And Jack Bannister as well. Three goals from four appearances now in the last four. So that's pretty good.
Well, Bannister himself is, we saw him in the first game against Stockport County when we got absolutely thumped, but he still looked really, really good. He was a one player on the ball, and you know, it was a good move bringing in Jack from Widnes. I say it's a big step up for him, but he has scored, as you say, three goals in the last four games. He's got an eye for goal. He's got a bit of quality about him. He's not a big lad, is he, at all, but he's a decent kid, and he's going to get better and better and better in the shirt of FC.
Now, we'll come to the coaching changes in a second and who's coming in. But we do have to say a big thanks to Tom Conroy and Jack Doyle, who both return to the academy and youth team setups. But would you change too much? Because, you know, we were missing Winter, missing Willoughby, missing Priestley, and missing some pivotal players, and yet we played like that. So
possibly. I mean, the thing is, you're missing some pivotal players that have actually performing in a team that have been very, very poor and haven't been getting results. I'm not saying the individual players are poor. I'm just saying our results have been poor. There's been some effort out of the pitch, but for several players, they haven't performed this season. It's one for Neil Reynolds to mull over. He's been in training Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with all the players. He's brought in Michael Potts from Bamber Bridge. Michael Potts won't be coming over to FC to sit on the bench. He'll be wanting to go straight into the first team. It's a dilemma, but it's a good dilemma. The players that actually didn't play last week weren't playing either through injury or through suspension. I think a couple of those players may well come back in tomorrow. But equally, I think You know, it's going to be very hard for us to actually dictate or decide who's going to play tomorrow, based upon the fact that it's a brand new manager. He's had 3 days to work with the squad. He'll have the match report from the game. He'll see the highlights or the full match, and he'll see those that he believes should be playing tomorrow. And he'll also rest those that perhaps have had a great game, can get on the bench and continue to sort of like progress their careers at FC United and Manchester. So it'll be an interesting one. I'm not even going to give any predictions about who's going to be starting. I think the only person I would definitely say who will start tomorrow is Lloyd Allison.
Yes. I mean, you mentioned Michael Potts, who's a new signing joining us from Bamber Bridge. I think that now officially takes the number of signings that we've got over the total number of signings that Kevin Keegan's had to do on his latest book tour. So that's good news.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Ben, isn't it? Because we're playing against a team tomorrow who actually his ground is actually St James's Park.
You're right.
Neil wouldn't have brought him in if, he thought he was anything other than capable of playing at this level. And I'm sure, you know, he's got a youth academy, Manchester United pedigree. So he's been brought up in the right way in that respect. And I'm sure he'll do well for FC United and Manchester. And, you know, managers live and die by their decisions of people that they bring in. But I think it's a good decision. He's a young enough lad. We could have many years out of him at FC United and Manchester. So, decent. And hopefully he can prove his worth and his quality.
And when it comes to coaching staff, as we touched upon, Jamie Milligan and Mike Falconer and David Chadwick joining Neil Renault on the touchline. Interesting times.
Yeah. Well, Jamie Milligan, you and I both saw Jamie Milligan play. And he actually still a player, even at 38 years of age. And what a player in the Doosan Cup final at Leek against Grantham a couple of seasons ago. He was absolutely outstanding, you know, and you can tell he's played in the professional leagues. You can tell the quality of him, even at his age, and he's still got a good engine. UEFA Pro licensed coach, got his modules 1, 2, and 3, which again are great because he works with kids, and I think he's at the Blackpool Academy. You know, top opportunity for the likes of him to show the qualities and get that coaching up to a level and a standard that you would expect of a pro licensed coach. He comes as a person who possibly could still be on the bench for FC if needed.
Now, we will be hearing from Neil Reynolds on FC Radio on Saturday morning. But is there any point? Is there any point? Because he's already given an interview to Charlie FM. It's an outrage.
Well, yeah, it was an interesting one. That why? I mean, I suppose obviously with it's not even the nearest radio station, surely to Bamber Bridges ground, is it?
I think it covers Charlie FM because of the Peter Kay thing. I think it does cover that patch. It's big. The name is big enough to cover that patch.
Ah, right. Okay. So. Well, I mean, as I say, the interview was. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one I gave last week, or the one?
You didn't give an interview, Ben. You actually conducted an interview, unless you were actually being interviewed by Neil Reynolds.
Right, just before we move away from the football, just to mention for Nuneaton Borough, nbfccoop.co.uk. Loads of stuff going on at that club, and just wish them all the best for the future, and hope the supporters take control of the situation.
Indeed. But let's hope they get battered tomorrow.
Okie dokie.
Because it is actually very interesting, Ben. I mean, if you look at the games tomorrow and around us, I mean, this is why tomorrow's game is crucially important. We're currently on 9 points. Tomorrow, Stockport County play Nuneaton. If they lose, we go 3 points in front of Nuneaton. Southport are playing Blyth. So, you know...
Draw.
Both of the,
draw.
Well, a draw puts them on 10 points apiece. But if Blyth beat Southampton, you know, we go above them anyway.
What? They beat Southampton? What?
Did I say Southampton?
Yes.
Southport.
Okay.
So you've got that. So, you know, they lose and, you know, we go 3 points above either or. If not, it's a 10 apiece and we go above both of them.
Hereford are playing Boston.
They are indeed. So again, Hereford getting beat, they stay on 12 points. And even the likes of Alti versus Altrincham, you know, it'll leave one of them either on.
Alti against Altrincham. What?
Ashton.
Stop it. All right, good.
Altrincham versus Ashton. tomorrow, that will leave one of them on 15 points or both on 16 points. Again, if we win tomorrow on 12 points, we're closing that gap. We can't afford tomorrow for any of them results to go the wrong way and be cast away again. We need to actually get a result tomorrow and really close the gap on those teams. So tomorrow is very, very pivotal in the respect of points and actually keeping up with the Joneses, as they say.
Especially as well with the fact that we played a game more than everyone else.
Well, we have. Well, not everybody else, but...
Everyone else around us, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yes, okay, Ben. Well, you have to do, Ben. When you say anything, you have to qualify it.
All right. There's only one team above us who played the same number. That's Darlington, who are in 13th.
No, there's one team that I've played 13 as well above us, and that's Brackley.
Brackley in the playoffs, Swamp Pants, aren't
they? Yeah, but they're above us. They're above us. Come on. Everyone's above us, Ben, but I'm talking about Brackley have played 13 as well. What I want to do is I'm just picking up upon these little points that, you know, when I have my correspondence and my bucket load of letters sent to me, these are the things people will be talking about. I have to say, can Ben learn to pronounce certain words correctly? He seems to be having problems even with the words Neil Reynolds. Can he get things in the right order? And can he also please... whilst commentating with a new team, with players that most people don't know, please identify if they're FC United's players or indeed Kidderminster players. Last week, I thought FC had 33 players on the pitch because the ball now with Bannister and it goes to glue. Who? Ben, excuse me. At some stage, if uninitiated had tuned in, they would have thought, "Who's playing for who?" So I'm saying, I'm giving you a bit of feedback, just like Marv would, a little bit of feedback. Pronounce the players from who they play for helps us all. That's what I'm saying.
And on Tuesday night, FC United will be taking on Alfreton Town. Actually, it's not that tricky anymore, is it? Because they've dropped out of the playoffs. They're in mid table. And
do you mean it's not that tricky? Have you got a fever as well, Ben? I mean, they've just signed Southport's captain.
They've lost the last four games in the league, Swampy. They're on the slide.
They'll be on the slide. They'll be sliding over to Broadhurst Park. Is it home or away that game?
Home.
Yeah, so they'll be sliding over to Broadhurst Park. With the last remains of coal that they've got from a pit that they've tried to keep open.
Oh, it's the 1980s, Swampy. It's been and gone. Come on.
I'm actually wearing my Support the Miners, the Enemy Within t-shirt on, actually, to be honest. It's going to be very, very interesting. And I'm looking forward to certainly tomorrow's commentary and indeed Tuesday night when I will not be tuning in because it's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Yes?
Tuesday, Ben. Oh, Tuesday. Okay. You don't have to do it now. You can do it live on air on Tuesday. And I will be there listening. And I will be expecting you to reply to my texts or indeed my messages. I put many compliments out over the weekend on the Soulless one. But oh no, not one read out. Nothing read out at all. Very disappointed.
I was busy.
Yeah, but you managed to read and pull the pens. I thought it was 6-1.
That was funny though. Yeah. That was very funny.
Oh, I see. I see. Right.
If you care to read
any of mine, you might have found them funny, but you never even look at mine.
So commentary of FC United's.
We're not bothered, Ben. You can you. Give that information out on another show. It just wastes my time.
I've never finished. FC United against Brackley Town today, 2:30. Join us on FC Live if you can't make it in person. And Tuesday night, it's FC United against Alfreton Town, 7:30, live on North Manchester FM and on FC Radio. There's also the women's team on Sunday, Stockport County against FC United at Stockport Sports Village, the former home of Woodley Sports.
I think we're also playing on the main pitch.
Yes, in the main stadium.
I heard that. I heard that 9 times last week's commentary. You've come a week later and you've actually ruined my show by telling people the same things you told them last week. You probably told people all week about this. I get half an hour a week. I get 30 seconds of a song, if that. which I didn't realise because I never listened back to the show. Why would I?
It's licensing. You can't play more than that because of music licensing. You have to play 30 seconds and that's it. Done.
See, I'm falling into your trap now. We need to be talking about what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to. Did you know that Salisbury Cathedral isn't just the home of a lovely spire or anything like that? It's also the home of the Magna Carta. And as we go to air, someone has tried to steal it, Swampy. And that someone, I'm going to suggest, is Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Ben, that's dreadful. That's dreadful, Ben.
What?
You've just laughed at your own joke.
That's funny, though.
You've just laughed at your joke. You've been setting that up.
No, I haven't. The reason why it's funny...
On the off chance that the Magna Carta has been stolen, you've been setting that up for years, and it has
finally
come on to wear.
Finally. Oh, finally.
Well, yes, that is very true. But, Ben, I mean, as always, I know we're playing at home this weekend, but I've done a little bit of research. I've done a little bit of digging about the wonderful place in Brackley. First and foremost, I think we all agree that it's not their fault, but they should not be in any way, shape or form in the north. When you're 36 miles from London, and that's exactly what they are, 121 kilometres, 36 miles from London, and yet they are actually in a northern division is quite ridiculous. But, Ben, if you are down there tomorrow, and you are, or you're there tonight...
Lost and going, I'm sure, won't I see you away? Oh, no.
No, you don't do it. Don't do a James Quinn. Don't do a James Quinn. They're 63 miles, apologies, 63 miles from London. Their dialing code is 01280, and they have a... In case you got lost, Ben, you know,
Sure.
Can I have a reverse charge call, please? And also they have a population of 13,018 idiots.
Idiots?
Yeah. Well, it's the MPs are Andrea Leadsom.
No.
Oh yes.
No.
Oh yes.
Oh,
And let's not forget.
Come on.
The county council. That famous Tory county council basically went bankrupt, didn't they?
Northamptonshire.
Yeah,
yes.
that's the county council, which includes Brackley. So they've got a county council that basically went to special measures and gone bust because of austerity. The thing to bear in mind is that they have hospitals that go back to the 1150s, medieval hospitals that go back to the 1150s.
And they might be going back there sooner if
I don't think they've changed, Ben. We've got something very, very simple. But the thing is to bear in mind is if you are, and I'm only joking in regards to those people of Brackley who did vote in Andrea Leadsom. That's your undoing, and you'll unfortunately one day find out the reason why it was a stupid mistake. She believes that she should scrap the minimum wage first and foremost for anyone that runs a business, a medium sized business. You don't need minimum wage. Don't be dafter. She also she's a very big, very, very big fox hunter. No. You know, big pro Brexiteer, obviously. Then she wanted to leave the government, didn't she, because she didn't agree with Theresa May. She says she decided that Brexit wouldn't in any way, shape or form wouldn't hit the pound. There's just a few. And she also believes that classes should be based upon intellect. So if you're like me, dyslexic and a bit of a thickie, you'd be in a class with all the other thickies. And if you're clever, you go into a class for the clever people. It's like she wants to turn schools basically into grammar schools and private schools where basically, you know, put all the posh kids with loads of money in one side and put all the poor kids in the other side. A despicable woman anyway, absolutely despicable. But apart from that, Ben,
if you've got
nothing better to do tonight, the place to be is the Southfield Primary School.
What?
It kicks off at 7:30 tonight in Brackley. A kick in the baubles.
It's not even November yet. What are we doing Christmas for?
It's called a kick in the baubles. It's at a primary school. Tickets, I think, are still available, about £9. And the thing is, I always find it interesting. It's at a primary school, but you've got to be 16 to get in. So there's an adult theme to this this thing. I think it's a production very similar to the Mad production kind of pitch stuff. It's about Frank and his family, and basically it's Xmas, and they're all...
Which, that Frank?
Have you just put your head under a sink?
Carry on.
It was very good, but I wasn't bad actually, that Ben. I mean, you got the head without the paper mache, which is, first and foremost, a very big plus, so that's very good. And tomorrow morning, if you're travelling up, be careful. If you're travelling up, be careful. And if you're going through Northamptonshire tomorrow, be very, very careful, because the Wiggle Super Series Hawker Sportive's on.
Is it some kind of fox hunt?
No, Ben. It was a fox hunt. Fox hunting is banned, Ben. Do you not know that in the UK? It doesn't happen anymore. You know, it's just drag. There's drag hunts, and there's been no prosecutions or no sign of fox hunting since the ban came into power. Oh, she also wants to repeal the fox hunting ban as well.
You mentioned that already.
I said she was a pro fox hunter. I didn't say she wanted to repeal the ban. The Wiggle Super Series Hawker Sportive is a bicycle ride, Ben.
Is it one of these naked ones?
No, Ben. It's a proper... It starts off at the local aerodrome. You've got three routes. You've got the epic routes, you've got a standard route, and you've got the short route. 80 miles, 55 miles, and 27 miles. So basically, it starts at 9 o'clock. So if you are leaving Brackley tomorrow to get up to FC United Manchester, just be wary of that, because there could be cyclists everywhere. It could be complete carnage.
And on that note... that is the end of this week's Red Rebel Radio. Swampy, your final song for the show, please, which will only play for 30 seconds right at the end.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know when you do this song, Ben, do you have a listen to the song and play the best part of it, or do you just put play?
No, I genuinely do. I always focus on the chorus bit.
I'll have to first of all say very, very much thank you to Helen Murphy once again, who thanked me for my musical... choice of last week. I think what we wanted to do, Ben, if it's okay with you, when we come to the end of the season, we can compile a compilation of all the songs.
Okay, you could do that list.
Yeah, but I've forgotten. I mean, you must know the bands, because you must have written them down, and you must, because you know you're very methodical. You'll probably type them all in, and you know what they are so far. How many shows have we done, Ben?
I've no idea. It feels like many.
Yeah. This could be the last one as well. You never know. We're going to do a compilation. Thanks to Helen Murphy for saying that her son's favourite band at the moment are the Idols. The band that she mentioned, I'm going to research them. I'm going to probably have them on next week. But today, because we are talking about toxicity, we're talking about Tories, we're talking about a whole host of... I mean, just incidentally, Ben, I mean, imagine being a chief Brexiteer, being a person who actually develops and helps the strategies for the Conservative government in their Brexit negotiations, and all the while is negotiating a £650,000 buyout to buy EU citizenship in Malta for all the family. That had never happened, would it, in modern-day British politics? Hard Brexiteers who help the government actually buy themselves citizenship. And I mean, why? I mean, and also imagine if someone had developed a vacuum cleaner that had no bags in and been saying for years, this country is wonderful, this is fantastic, this country, what a great country we live in. What we need to do is get out of Europe and we can be self-sufficient. And everyone went, yeah, well, 17.4 million, yes, we agree with you. And what does he go and do? He opens his brand new car plant making electric cars in Manchester, in Birmingham, in Glasgow, in Belfast, no, Singapore, who incidentally have just announced a deal with the EU. You couldn't make it up. So, for toxicity, evilness, Tory, spewing bile, Chemical Lady is a song I'm going to play. Chemical Lady by Sasquatch.
Swampy, a big thank you for joining us this week on Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. Other political ideologies, of course, are available. You have a lovely week, and we'll see you next week.
Take care, everybody. Good luck to our FC United. Come on!
This is FCUM Radio, the official radio station for the preservation of the bomb cake.